Okay. We'll see. We'll see. Hi, everybody. Melissa,
hi, everybody.
Aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Anyway, I'm going to tell everybody he is not only a great runner, but a great baker. Okay. This is my personal plug for you, Melissa. Melissa makes bakery goods. She made she made, it's just amazing. So I'm going to ask her to put pictures on there. So after a good run, nothing like having a piece of cake, right? So anyway.
Well, there's less guilt
like,
while
wow.
you eat it. No.
There you go. That's funny. Anyways, she's quite the baker. I mean, these cakes are like amazing, and she can create anything. And what was that? The cake you showed me, it looked like the cake that you made?
Piano cake.
And it looked like, it looked like you could like play the piano on the cake because it looked that real. So anyway, that's cool. And I know that, you know, diet is important. I got it. Yeah. You know, when you're running, but you also have to, you know, I don't eat because I'm depressed. I eat, you know, if I have sweets or something, it's because I'm enjoying being around people. You know what I mean? And sweets are there.
Yep.
I try not to eat when I'm depressed. So I got to tell you what I've realized. I started back at Orange Theory. I told you I worked out there for 5 years, and that's where I learned to really run and love to run. And so I was like, I'm going to go back, and because it helps him get in really excellent shape. And so I'm sitting there. You don't sit at Orange Theory, right? I mean, you don't sit at your gym, you know. So, yeah, you're like, yeah, right, Tariq. But I was working out and running today, like doing sprints on the treadmill and rowing. I was like, man, I go, it is so important to eat healthy. That is one thing that I am going to be to really improve on. And I go, oh, yeah, I eat healthy. I don't think that I eat as healthy as I can because it was a hard workout. And I'm getting back into it, and I have a lot of muscle memory. But, man, you know, I started working out about a week ago, and I've noticed an improvement in my runs, okay, because I'm doing a lot of strength training as well. And they got some great coaches over there. But you know what? I'm working every body part there is. I was like, that's what is that called again? Go ahead, tell me. I want to hear what you have to say.
I'm just going to agree with you because I'm sure I could work a little bit on my diet too. But you can definitely notice that when you're doing the strength training and stuff like that, it does help your run for sure.
It does. And so, you know, my triceps, I've got pretty decent, I thought pretty decent arms, and I'm looking at these people and I go, I stopped working out at Orange Theory back in March 2017 because I had a foot injury and a shoulder injury. And so you know the story with that. And so now I'm running and doing all the stuff, but I gotta tell you, I like working my whole body there. And I feel really good right now, but when you're going through it, you're like, man, what happened to me? How did I not have the endurance that I have had in the past? Because you think you're going to jump right back where you were, and you don't. You have to work up to it, and you know. And so I've been doing sprints on the treadmill, and then I've been running some too outside because I love to run. I'm like you. I like to smell nature and see the birds, all that stuff. Right? There's nothing like it. And lunges, treadmill sprints, strength training on my legs, squats. I was like, I was like, either I'm getting really old or I'm just out of shape. You know, I mean, and I thought I was in good shape, pretty good shape. But I don't know. Have you ever experienced anything like that where you go back and it's like, wow, I was here before. And you're it's been 17 to 19. It's been two years and 4 months since I worked out like that. You know, I mean, and I run, but talk to me. How do you feel about it? Have you ever had that happen?
I mean, you all know that I didn't like gyms, but now I'm in a, you know, a local gym place, not one of those big ones. And
it's
I am working
gym, right?
My whole.
Where everybody.
Yes. Yeah. You know, my brain is just not with me. It's very small. I wanted to start small. So I've been working on different machines. I work my arms. I haven't gone yet to, like, you know, free weights and, like, those big things that you can, I don't know, pull and yank and whatever you want to do. I do the machines.
The pulling.
And just like
the
machines
and the yanker,
have...
you're so funny.
So I thought I think I'm increasing my endurance, because when I'm on the treadmill, I'm up to like a 5.0 and I feel pretty good. But I have to tell you, I ran outside yesterday and I dag near died. So I'm trying to figure out whether it's because, and there is a difference between pavement and treadmill, which I'm beginning to like the treadmill more, oddly.
Mm-hmm.
But that I've noticed. And then to what you said before, when I took a break because of life happened, and I was running like 10, 11 minute miles, feeling great, lost the 50 pounds, like, I was unstoppable. And I think now, like, how did I get there? Because I'm struggling. I used to go out there and do 6 miles, do 8 miles. And now I get out here and I'm like, okay, well, maybe we'll walk and run today. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's obviously because there's extra weight on me. Eating habits really have not changed. Well, I mean, yes, they have changed, but I'm saying not for the worse. So I'm working on my diet, and I'm just trying to figure it all out. I feel the difference because I'm doing strength training, but I'm not to where I was back in 2016.
Okay.
So, like you, I have to look at my diet again, maybe, and just, you know, maybe sleep. I haven't been getting good sleep. You know, look at the overall picture.
Right. You know, I remember I was so focused before, and I'll get there again because I'm really focused. I've been going now. See, I started last Thursday was the first day of August. I signed up the first day of August to go back. And I remember I was super focused and went before. So I'm becoming super focused again. But I tell you this for sure. I'm going to make a promise. I'm going to do it on the show. I will never, ever stop working out. I make excuses for myself, and I worked out and, you know, at the gym and ran and did biking, but there is nothing, and I think you're better at this than I am. You push yourself no matter what, right? And I will push myself today. I'm pushing myself, you know, because we did a partner workout at Orange Theory, and I was like, and I told, she goes, you want to be my partner? I go, listen, I said, I'm a pretty good runner. I said, but I'm actually better. I said, you know, the rowing, not so good at. And she goes, that doesn't matter. And I, you know, I did okay. But it's just, I was like, are you kidding? You know, and I was sprinting, you know, doing the sprints at, I used to do them at 9 or 10. I'd only do 7 or 8, right? So, you know, and, but that's okay. I'll get better. You know what I mean? But I thought about you today because I said she's so committed and she doesn't stop, right? She doesn't make excuses for herself. You and Sarah, you guys are competing with each other and having fun, right? You know, so I'm gonna do that. And I said, so what has happened though, because I've been doing it for the past week, and then I was running again on the pavement, which I love to run on pavement. I mean, you and I, it's summertime here, and I know it's brutally hot there. It's brutally hot here, too. But I'm doing that. I recognize that I need strength training. I also recognize that I need rest, right? Because I don't know how you are. I'll push myself, you know, to run more when I should rest more. And that's the reason why I've suffered with some of the injuries I've had, right? How about you? What's your thoughts on that? Because I know you go, you're like me. You're like, oh, it's just, you just do it, right? You worry about it later. Then 6 injuries later, you're like, maybe they slow down a bit, you know.
So. And I'm sure I've mentioned it before on another show, but yeah, I mean, just yesterday alone, I was like, okay, I'm going to go run out there. like I had the time. Everything was like the sun, the moon, everything was in the right spot. And when I started running, I'm like, okay, what's this right knee pain? And I'm like, okay, push through it. No. Yes. No. And so that's when I was like, okay, you're not failing at this because you're walking. You're saving yourself from injury if you want to continue to at least do 3 miles at a time. So don't be a fool. Don't push through it. And I managed to do like 3 1/4. The knee pain went away, and I felt good. I felt good. So, I think it's just life lessons. You got to listen to yourself. Sometimes we don't, and sometimes, you know, we have to learn that way. And sometimes we do, and we succeed, or sometimes we don't, we succeed. But I'm trying very hard to listen to my body. I'm not a young little chicken anymore.
Yeah, okay. I get it.
But I don't want to give in to that either. Like, I didn't, I mean, I thought to myself, wow, you know, I'll go, you know, I'm running and I'm walking and running, maybe walking more than usual. Okay, but hello, it's like 93 degrees outside. Like, what fool would be out there running 3 miles? That would be me. You know?
No,
I mean,
I hear you. I've done that before. Yeah.
I can't give it up.
It's
not going to be a give up thing. It's.
Anyway. Yeah, no, you're not like that. You don't give up. You just no. You were talking. I interrupted you. I apologize. But you don't give up. You're very consistent and disciplined, and that's what I appreciate about you. But I'm going to tell you something, Melissa, and I don't think you have this challenge. I do. So I don't drink enough water, right? I just don't. So, and I got that really strong, and and I don't eat enough vegetables. So I've upped it. And the water, too, has made a difference. How about you? Do you drink water pretty easy or do you not? Or how do you, you know, because I know that's important for running. It's important for life, right?
I think about what I have drank before I've run. I don't like drinking as I'm running.
Neither do I. I don't do that.
But
sometimes I can
say, well, hey, you know, you only had 2 cups of coffee today. Of course you're sluggish. Like you need the water. You need hydration.
Right. Are you drinking it during the day? So I won't even drink it. You know, I'll start working and forget about it. So, you know, I have a water app on my phone now, and so I'm like, okay, drink now, drink this. You know, it's time for another glass of water, right? So, you know, I'm drinking, and before I went to bed, you know, and all that. So, I mean, actually, it feels better. And, you know, people don't realize this. And then I'm like working out today. It was a hard workout and a hard run, hard rowing. It was a challenge for me. And I was sitting there going, I need to eat more. I need to eat more protein shakes, you know, protein before I come here, because I usually only eat a banana before I work out there. And I go, I'll have like 2 hours before, I'll have like a fulfilling lunch or dinner, you know. And I was thinking, okay, I need to eat better. And how can I do that? Because they say right after you work out or run, you need to eat protein. You've heard of that, right? So,
right.
You know, I bought some peanuts, and that's what I'm doing, right? Eating peanuts. So, and I'm drinking water. Go ahead.
I'll do the nuts before I go too. Sometimes, like if I know I don't eat and go. So like, if that's the case, I haven't had a meal, but it fits at a specific time. I will snag a quick little nut bar, eat it, make sure hydrate, water, and then go back out and then do my run.
Okay.
And then when I come back, I find I drink a lot more water after my workout, not as much before.
Before. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So as long as you get the water in, I don't drink during the run. I just don't do that. It takes so much effort to do that or think about it, because then my tummy will hurt and I forget it. And then I'll eat 2 hours before, an hour and a half, like a solid lunch or dinner, not overeat, because then I can't do anything, and then I'll be sluggish. And then right before I start working out, I'll eat a banana. You know what I mean? So,
right.
And I mean, I'm not down because I just. Okay. Right. The potassium is good for you, I think. So.
Yep.
You know, so that's what I'm doing. But I've learned a lot with that in the sense of, you know, in the past few days and just listening to my own body, I was like, man, I got to really take care of it, you know, so it's got to last me a lifetime. And then I got, you know, it's like sitting there, and this is important. I was like, come on, man, go faster, Tari. Do this. And I, you know, stopped. I said, wait a minute. Thank you, body. I'm giving you half-assed stuff to put in and not drinking enough and not feeding you enough. So thank you for working. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and,
right.
I do.
Exactly.
Yeah. So anyway, that's something too, just to always be grateful for what your body does, because we don't take care of it sometimes. A lot of times we don't. And it still works most of the time every day. You don't have to say beat, heart, beat, or breathe. It just does it. So I'm remembering that too as well. So I said, stop, you know, I said, do that. And then, and then I said, thank you. I am so grateful for you working. And, you know, and it takes time, you know. So one of the other things that I made a too is that, and this is important, you know, we compete with everybody, don't we? I mean, that's what we do. Beside me, I was like, you know, when I was running today or on the rower, we compete. We just compete with everybody. And so I said, Grant Cardone says, don't compete with anybody. You dominate your performance in your run. So my performance is my performance, right? Doesn't matter who's on either side of me or on wherever I'm at, right? You just dominate your performance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hard to do because you think, oh, my gosh, this person, I'm the last one. I'm the second to the first one. Somebody is ahead of me. So I thought, okay, I'm going to dominate my performance when I go back here, because I used to be and still fight it, super competitive, right? And how are you? Are you competitive? What is your thoughts? Okay. Yeah. Right.
Well, I'm extremely competitive with myself, but I am aware of the people around me, but I don't know. I mean, I guess if it's somebody that I knew, like Sarah, it's easy to compete with her, but to see somebody else, maybe Arne's theory, if they're waiting on you to move on to the next thing, that's almost like a pressure to get done.
No, they're not like that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no.
They're not like that, okay.
No, they're not like that.
Because that would make me work real hard, so I'm not the last one. But I look over to other people, see how fast they're running. In my head, maybe you could say I'm judging them, but it's like, oh, wow, he's doing a 10.0 on a treadmill. Wow. like that's what it looks like.
Right. Right, yeah.
But competing,
no. He's pretty fast.
Yeah.
No, I get you.
No,
I get
no
you,
competing.
Get you. So, yeah, I see, and that's something I've done, and so trying to curtail. I also think meditation is really good for, you know, like in the morning time, I started doing a meditation about, instead of saying, help me be a better runner, which I want to be the best I can be, which I say that, but help me learn to dominate my own performance, to help me to enjoy the run, enjoy the workout, although you feel like you're dying, right? Because if I'm doing a workout or a run to beat somebody, that's not good. I mean, do you understand that somebody's going to be a different somebody later on? So if I just learn to enjoy the run and compete with myself, and that is really what I'm working for or on, you know? And that's helping me too as much. Well, but I've gotten faster, so that's good. We'll see how that works, you know? I'm supposed to do a 5K this weekend for autism, you know? So, yeah.
Yay.
So, anyway, yeah. So what are you going to run in event? Have you got any plans?
Well, I'm looking at a child and canine cancer 5K. So dog and children cancer, yeah. So that's September. That kind of hits two good passions that I like. You know, I want to say. What do I want to say? It's, you know, you never know what you're going to get when you exercise. Like you're saying, you're getting stronger, you're getting faster, or whatever. I have too, but you never know what that day will bring you. And I think that's what I struggle with when I go in. It's like you go in with a positive attitude, like you're going to work out really hard. And then for some reason or another, it's like, you know, I say I'm a 5.0 on the treadmill, but
right.
The other day I was like, oh my God, 4.0. Like I'm about ready to die. Like it doesn't make sense. That's why I guess I have to look at the overall picture. What did I do that day? How much sleep did I get? What did I eat? You know,
mm-hmm.
to be
mm-hmm.
able to see if there's correlations and whatever.
Well, I'm realizing that myself. I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm dying here, right? You know, so I realized some certain things I've got to work on within myself that aren't, you know, like physical activity. It's more mental, emotional, and spiritual lining everything up, you know. And being grateful for my body, because I tell you, I kick its ass and don't treat it right sometimes, and it still works for me. I'm so thankful for that. I mean that, you know, so.
It really is a mind, body, spirit. Everything has to work together.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. You're right. You're right about that. So, and you and Sarah, how are you guys doing? Are you guys working out still or whatever?
We are, but I've been like solo the last like two times. I guess she's busy
mm-hmm.
with stuff. I don't want to kill her social life completely. So,
yeah, you know, you're grounded. Come with me to gym, right? You know, so anyway, that's
well,
that would
I mean,
be good, but
social life. It just so happened things that were happening was at same time as when we normally go. But we're both aware that we've got to get back into the swing of things, which I think will happen. I think everyone feels that way towards the end of August because school starts. And we have
right.
no schedules right now, but we need that Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then the school schedule. And you know, it just makes life easier when you're following something, a schedule.
Well, you're right, it does. So I'm happy. And has it been fun this summer? Because I know you guys have done some, just been really easy going, but you went on a couple of trips. And has it been fun for you and your children and your husband?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been fun. I mean, I can't say it was a totally boring summer.
Okay. Who's the best kid you got? Who's the quietest and the most easiest?
I don't know.
Okay. Are they all
tested the boundaries. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like I said, I think it really just it gets they start off great, and then towards the end of summer, they need school.
Right, they need
so they're all kind of at each other's necks. Yeah.
Mhm. And how about your dogs?
So we're at that point.
How many dogs do you have now?
One.
Mm,
one,
okay.
Maybe two.
Yeah. How'd you find the second one? Can we talk about that a little bit? Because I think that's sweet, especially with the canine cancer run you're getting ready to do with kids and cancer. Canines.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we've always wanted a second dog for Winston, and you know, I'm pretty big at you know, looking at the face and then making the decision. I don't know why, but yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people do that too.
Right.
So I fell in love with a Munchkin, and I said, "Hey, hon, what do you think about this one?" And he's like, "Yeah, sure, why not? Email him." So. One thing led to another, and we are going to be receiving approximately a 3-month-old retriever mix. And unfortunately, at the beginning of life, he has had a broken leg, which they had to amputate. So it's a super special dog because he's a tri-legged animal. So we'll be picking him up at transport on Saturday, and hopefully Winnie will.
Oh, yay!
I think Winnie will enjoy his company for sure. He's a laid-back puppy. Winnie is going to be 11 months. 11 months on the 18th.
Okay,
so he's
a baby.
Almost a year.
You got another baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
both babies.
Well, there's three-legged. I love that. So you're going to be able, can the three-legged dog run with you? And I know you want to take Winnie when he starts running. Wait. Can the three-legged?
Well, they tire easily. So I wouldn't be
right.
so quick to train him for running.
Okay.
They fatigue. Yep. You know, and you have to see how the dog will be too. Not every dog can be a runner with you. You know.
Right. No.
So I have to see his, his whole personality and what have you. Because apparently he's a very laid back dog, which is good. Because we have chaos already. Let's, you know. We need a little calm in chaos.
Yeah, no, I get you. For those who don't know, you have four girls, all under the age of 18, and your youngest is six, I think, right? Did I get that right?
Six.
And your oldest is 17, correct?
Soon to be.
Well, she's good. Soon to be 17. So she's got them 6 to 17, anyway, and there's four little girls. And Winston is a boy. Is this new puppy a boy or a girl?
It's a boy. His name is Conley, which I don't think we will change because the name means, hero. I don't know how they got it, but hero and, not overcomer. Is another word for it, but the name, I was just like, we have got to keep that name because he's pulling through. He's not making the amputation ruin his life. He was out of surgery and within 24 hours was bouncing around. So God bless him. I really hope he just loves his new forever home.
Yeah.
And teaches a few things,
you
know, it's okay to be different, you know. He could be a very big proponent and teacher in public, you know.
Mm-hmm. I know, that's good. I am too, and I'm glad you guys got rescue dogs, and I appreciate the rescue dogs. I really, I've got rescue dogs in there. I always say don't shop, adopt, right? That's my own thought about it, and a lot of people. And if you do shop, that's okay too, but there's so many of those little ones without homes, I love animals. I really do. So I found an organization where I'm going to go volunteer to walk the dogs, right? I've got two of my own. So I was like, I wonder if I can take them up there. Probably not, but, be nice to help. You know, and it's always good to give back.
That would be
cool. If you want to, I always say this, and I say this in every show that we're doing, or we do, and Angel Coaches says, if you find a way to give back, you know, that's important because when you want extraordinary life, right? What time are you going to give back so others can have an extraordinary life? You know, we learn by actually being and doing rather than saying, you know, be the change you want to see. And on that note, that's true. But on that note, I want to make sure we say a prayer, keep our thoughts and energy and good thoughts and good energy. Sorry about that. I meant to say it that way, to the folks in Ohio and also Texas, all those families that have lost their loved ones and friends and all that. So, you know, we never die. We go to a better place. But, boy, what a hole in their hearts right now to recover from. So we're sending out love and energy. And you guys do the same that are listening to the show now because we want to make sure we keep that in our awareness. So we're getting ready to close. Anyway, you want to close the show with your great mantra? So I love it.
I feel like I should add some more stuff.
It's okay.
Well, till next time, everyone, go run.
And don't forget to eat your vegetables and take a shower. Bye, everybody. That's cute.
Bye, everyone.